Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan is surprised to see Julian alive and helping the Rat King. She refuses to help them with their plan, but the rats came prepared. As Susan tells them again she won't help, they bring Tucker out. She and Tucker listen to what Julian has to say, finding it hard to believe and wondering if there is any way to escape. The Rat King, Chapter 11. Tucker fought the despair that did its best to control him, not wanting Susan to see how scared he was. She was already terrified and needed him to be strong for her. His lost life took a great deal out of him in the moment of its passing, but he was already recovering and feeling better, now becoming familiar with the sizzling green magic that was his to control as his third life settled around him. "You're lying," he said, the denial dull in his own ears. Julian was far too confident for deception. But who could it be? Who remained in Cat City willing to betray them to the enemy, who came so close to taking their home away from them? After everything that happened, how could they? Then again, did that explain why Tucker had been ignored? What was going on? "Believe what you like," Julian hissed. "It matters not to me or the king." The big Bengal backed away, the rats retreating and keeping their distance from him, while never pausing in their writhing dance. "Come, the king awaits. He's been looking forward to meeting you, Susan, and I don't recommend you disappoint him." Tucker felt Susan's hands tighten on him, but didn't protest, even when she set him down on the ground and stood alone to face the Rat King. Tucker kept pace with her, brushing against her ankle and calf as they went, staying as close as he could without tripping her, while his mind tortured him over the many questions he had. He needed to warn the council, his mother, tell Vinny. But every attempt he made to contact other cats through his magic failed. By the time they crossed the 20 or so feet to the base of the throne's pedestal, Tucker accepted the fact that magic interfered with his power and the only way he was going to be able to warn the city was to escape. But how could he get away? He might manage it alone. He was fast enough and nimble enough he might make it, his magic strong and renewed. Doing so would mean leaving Susan behind, though, and that he refused to do. Susan stopped before he did, and Tucker found himself standing in front of her. When he sat, it was on her toes, with his fluffy tail wrapping around his feet and tucking around her ankle, his head proudly lifting and his magic between the Rat King and Susan. Whatever the leader of the enemy had planned for her, he would have to take the rest of Tucker's lives to get to it. The giant rat leaned forward, massive red eyes bulging. His ears flapped forward, reminding Tucker of drawings he'd seen of elephants. Long, pointed snout ending in a round, wet nose, sprouting with jagged whispers and sharp yellow teeth that gnashed as the Rat King clicked his jaws together. "This is the girl, Your Majesty," Julian said, leaping up on the arm of the throne where the Rat King perched. Clearly, despite his failures, the Bengal had maintained or won back some of his command here with the rats, though how long that would last was anyone's guess, especially if Tucker was able to think of a way to free them both. "Susan." Tucker felt Susan twitch while the gathering of rats sighed and fell still. The sudden silence raised every single hair on the tabby's body, the air heavy with eerie nothingness that was so much worse than the loud squeaking and squabbling of the rats. "I won't help you." Tugger wished he could hug his friend, so proud of her for standing up to the Rat King, even if she sounded terrified doing it. "And I won't let you hurt my friend." The Rat King snarled, froth appearing on his muzzle, his paws clutching at the open air between him and Susan. "You will obey," he growled. "You give us access to the city, and we will be free forever." The rats squeaked once as one and fell silent again. "I wouldn't even know how." She sounded lost. Is poor Susan confused? "I don't understand any of this. Why did the sorcerers create the cats? Why did the other sorcerer create you?" Tucker flinched and looked up at her, frowning. Why did it matter? The sorceress made the cats, yes, and her enemy made the rats. That was history. Why did she care about other details at a time like this? Wait, did she think there was more to it than they knew about? But that was impossible. Tucker was raised on stories of the creation of Cat City, the fact that it was the traitor sorcerer who made the other humans leave, abandon them, sending the city far away. Centuries had passed, humans above unsafe for cats to interact with. Whatever the rats had to say, whatever they believed, didn't matter. Did it? "Our story is irrelevant," the Rat King said, agreeing with Tucker, "and none of your business. You have one task, Susan, and you will complete it." She inhaled. But the Lord of the Rats didn't let her finish. "You think your cat friend is our only means to make you do as you're told?" She didn't respond, Tucker's fear surely matching hers as the Rat King sat up straighter, red eyes blazing with magic. "There are two grieving adults on the surface who will make easy prey," he said. You have no choice, Susan. Help us, or seal your parents' fate. Susan lunged, surprising Tucker, lurching forward with a cry of anger and fear. Before he could stop her, one of the large guard rats leaped between her and the Rat King and sank its teeth into her hand. She fell back, shaking the creature free, screaming in pain. But it was the bright flare of rainbow power that exploded out of her in a column of illumination that scared him more. The cavern lit up in a wave of light that had all of the rats shrieking and scrambling for safety. Even the Rat King falling back with one paw over his eyes to shield him from the glow. Tucker gathered himself to leap into her arms, knowing this was the chance they needed to escape. But just as he pushed off from the ground, something hit him hard, and he found himself pinned to the rock with Julian's heavy body on top of him, dark orange magic smothering Tucker's sparking green power. Susan's rainbow died as quickly as it rose, the girl hunching forward, cradling her hurt hand against her chest, fresh tears on her cheeks while she stared at Tucker in horror. "Try that again," the Bengal snarled, "and I'll kill him, I swear it." Tucker wanted to call out, to tell her to run, but Julian's paw was on his throat and he couldn't speak. All he could do was watch and despair as Susan's head ducked in defeat. "Tell me what you want me to do," she whispered. "Just don't hurt him anymore." And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.